Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have listened carefully to many delegations who spoke this morning as well as this afternoon, and we are encouraged by the fact that we've heard converging views on some of the overarching principles necessary to ensure appropriate human control. A fundamental principle that should underpin our discussion, in our view, is a commitment to ensure that appropriate human control is retained during the whole life cycle of the system. Appropriate human control is key in terms of ensuring compliance with IHL, including upholding the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. We've heard several delegations highlight the usefulness of focusing on some of the elements that underpin appropriate human control, such as understandability, traceability, predictability, and reliability of the weapon systems. And we very much agree with this approach. Various measures can contribute to enhancing these elements in relation to autonomous weapons systems. And we would like to focus on three key elements where we've also heard broad support. Firstly, an important element is sufficient education and training of developers and operators to enable them to reasonably predict and explain the function or behavior of the system and its likely interaction with the environment. And secondly, appropriate testing and certification procedures, including legal reviews, also enhance the reliability and predictability of the system and ultimately compliance with IHL. Lastly, human control of the definition and validation of the rules of operation, use, and engagement also contributes to ensuring compliance with IHL, including upholding the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution. We've heard many delegations highlight that this could include setting geographical and temporal limits, taking into consideration the context and the environment that the system operates in, and we agree with these points. Thank you, Mr. Chair.